We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
True Confessions.
Team PXY with your deepest secrets revealed.
Without the messy consequences.
This is Team PXY's True Confessions.
It's Tuesday on Team PXY. Therefore, it's time for someone to spill all their secrets with an all-new Team PXY True Confessions.
And this week we're going to speak to a mom that is feeling pretty guilty for feeling a certain way towards her son and his friends, but she says she can't help it.
That's right. We've been going back and forth with her on our Facebook messages, and she's waiting on hold to explain everything. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Again, the voice changer is on to protect your identity, but walk us through what you're feeling and what kind of effect it's having on your son.
Well, I'm glad about the voice changer because I don't want to get backlash for being a bad mom.
Oh, no. No mom shaming.
Oh, you're golden, girl. We've got you. Spill the deets.
Okay, so I have a six-year-old, and I mean, he's my world, truly. I'm obsessed with him. And he's at the age where he's starting to, like, make a lot of friends and asking him to hang out outside of school.
Aw, I can't wait till my son gets to that age. That's so cute.
Yeah, actually, you can.
Oh, what?
What is that supposed to mean?
Okay, guys, I mean, I'm just going to tell you straight. I don't want the kids in my house.
Okay, you don't want kids in your house. And why is that exactly?
No, not those kids. Like, I have a child I'm really happy to have.
Well, yeah, I assume he doesn't sleep out in the backyard. We've got a dog house. So, you know, I mean, don't worry, we chain him up at night so he doesn't run off into the woods.
Yeah, but see, the friends, I've carpooled those little monsters around all summer, and the things my van has seen, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not willing to expose my home to the same type of turmoil.
Wow. That's an aggressive take. I mean, what are you just not going to let his little friends in the house ever? That just seems a little harsh.
Honestly, I don't want to. They are too much, and I'm a neat freak. They're going to, like, mess everything up, and it just the thought of it is too stressful for me. I can't.
Listen, I get it. Kids are messy, and it can be a lot to handle at times. But, like, you're a mom. You knew this was bound to happen, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, they're not my kids, and I don't want to clean up their mess. You know, I will clean up after my own child all day long, but I don't need an extra five on top of that. No.
Okay. So we're just never going to let little Johnny have friends over. Think about the effect that's going to have on him and his development of friendships moving forward. I mean, is he even going to have friends? Like, I don't understand what's going on here.
No. I totally hear what you're saying, and I've thought that through. I mean, he can go to their house. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But don't you think, I don't know, at some point the other moms might, like, first off, realize, hey, we never send our kids over there. Don't you think they might get a little salty for that? That you're never hosting their children or inviting them over?
Yeah. I'm not a parent, but growing up in my house, it was like the go-to house for everything. Movie nights, slumber parties, pool parties. And to this day, my friends still adore my parents for that. Don't you want to be that mom, like that cool mom whose door is like always open and your house is like the hangout spot and, you know, people feel comfortable to just come and chill?
Yeah, that's going to be a hard no. No way.
Okay. All right, then. Well, we know where you stand on this, certainly.
Yeah, I think it's kind of savage, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion.
Well, you know, cute breezy coming in hot as always. But, you know, we want to know where you stand. Or maybe if you have advice for this mom.
You can jump in right now at 222-9800 or on the Club PXY safe text line at 69822. I want to see if people are going to back me on this. I'm genuinely curious.
Well, same here, because I do feel bad, but at the same time, not bad enough to start having them over.
You're very headstrong on this one. But there's got to be some kind of happy medium, right? Like, I don't know, just off the top of my head, like maybe having a designated play area, if you maybe can contain the mess, that might be a solution. I don't know. I'm sure there's other parents listening, again, that have maybe even better ideas.
And have probably been through this, that kids come through and just tornado their entire home.
Yeah,
so.
The kids are messy. They do that.
Right. All right, well, I guess we're not
gonna... I'm thinking Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese is a good compromise.
Okay. Or little Johnny can be friendless for the rest of his life.
On the Club BXY Safe text line at 69822. There is some support. There certainly are moms that feel this way. This texter. My mom always felt like her house wasn't good enough or clean enough to have friends over growing up. So I could probably count on one hand the amount of times I had friends over besides my neighbor, and I still maintain friendships. Once the kids get to the age of playing sports and having less free time, play dates don't matter as much.
Yeah, but she says once they get to that age. They're not at that age yet.
Right.
Why are you going to like hinder like 3 years off their life of making friends?
And a bunch of people jumping in with a lot of issues on this. This person says they're a social worker, and they say, a child's growth and is dependent on imaginary playing and interactions with the friends. She's impairing her child's ability to grow and develop.
This text, which is kind of along the realm of what I was saying, other parents will be pissed. Eventually, mm-hmm. they won't allow your child at their house because you're not really returning the favor. I was raised with barely bringing people in my house because my mom is a clean freak and it severely affected my social life.
Right. I feel the same.
Right.
You know, when it comes down to it, you make sacrifices for your kids. That's kind of the deal, right? And while it might be uncomfortable and maybe you're a neat freak, like...
Figure it out.
There's got to be at least a little, maybe some bending here, right? Maybe you don't
put
fully break.
Put them in
break.
A room.
Well, we have some people who jumped into some possible, you know, ideas here, okay, for some compromises. You know, I threw the compromise of, yes, have like a designated play room, you know, contain the chaos.
I said leave them outside. And
yes, because they're dogs. Just let them run free. This texter, I would say if she's that uncomfortable having a lot of children, maybe just limit how many at a time. So you have one or two, a little easier to manage and contain than obviously having like 10 kids over.
This one, she needs to get over the fact that they all mess up her house and let her kid live and just get over it. My daughter has her friends come over all the time. They destroy it, but also we have a rule before they leave, they clean it.
There you go. Okay.
So teach them a little valuable life lesson.
Again, I think to just be like, nope, definitely not, and not even entertaining mm-hmm. some of these ideas.
Because from the sounds of this mom, it doesn't really sound like she's ever tested the waters. It's not like she's ever right. had something, have someone over and have something happen.
Next
she's
to,
just afraid of the what if.
To the atrocities, she says, that have happened to her van from carpooling these kids around. I know a bunch of people want to jump in on this as well. Thank you for holding 222-9800.
I'm going to keep my name. I'm not going to say my name, but okay. I completely agree with her.
Oh, okay. And look, she's not alone. We're getting a lot of texts in the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822 saying that, you know, people love their kids. They don't love other kids. So, yeah, there's many who share this opinion.
Absolutely. I'm not a mom that's going to have my door completely open. I, yes, want to be that cool mom, but I completely agree with her. Sometimes kids treat your home a lot different than they treat theirs.
Yeah, but is it realistic to think that your kid's never going to have friends over because of this?
No. So I have let friends over, but then the very next day, of course, it's like an all-day cleaning spree.
Okay.
Maybe when my daughter gets older, absolutely, but right now, no. I agree with her.
What about my compromise of like having a designated playroom, you know, contain the chaos, if you will?
I agree with that.
I don't know. I just feel like you have to kind of give and take because if you're always sending your kid over to someone else's house, how are you contributing? You know what I mean?
I will pick them up. I'll take them to the movies, take them to the mall.
Okay, so you'll do activities with them, just not in your home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Shelly from Canandaigua checking in. Again, has talked to a mom for Team PXY True Confessions who says that she never intends to have any of her son's friends come over because she's a neat freak and doesn't want them to destroy her house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's savage. Stop thinking outside the box.
Oh, my gosh. You really think so? You agree with me on this one?
I totally do. I used to put up a sign, like, from the time my kids were in kindergarten, things that make Mrs. Turner happy. You know, and the kids will strive to do that. You have them pick up their own mess.
Okay,
sure. You can have prizes at the end of the thing. My house was never a mess after they left.
Okay, so again, I don't, you know, from the conversation we had with her, it doesn't seem like she's given this a shot yet, and it could all be in her head.
Yeah, It totally is.
Okay.
It's just, the fear.
Unless she's raising her kids without any rules and he doesn't have to pick up after himself ever, you know, I mean, most kids are taught that.
Right.
They'll do what they can get away with, but if you have rules, whether they're your child or not, it's your home, you have rules.
Sure, fair. Right. Yeah. Okay, that's some good stuff. Shelley, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Nicole from Rochester checking in. You want to talk about our Team PXY True Confessions and that mom who says, yeah, not going to invite my kids' friends over, ever.
Not for me.
Yeah, I kind of have to agree with her only because we live next door to my son's best friend, and her kids are really annoying, and he gets invited over all the time, and I let him go play over there, but they don't really come to our house.
Really? So how have you managed to pull this off? Because it seems like, at least looking in the Club PXY Safe text line, a lot of people are saying that other parents will eventually figure this out and not be pleased.
Right.
I mean, if you do it like once every now and again, I don't think it's going to be it's not going to be that big of a deal, and you can kind of handle it.
Yeah.
And like, I tend to throw the kids outside. But because for neighbors, I guess maybe I get away with it a little bit more because they like to go next door.
Yeah.
And they like to kind of use the 2 yards versus like coming in our houses.
Okay.
Well, that was my thought process behind it. It's like, leave the kids outside. They'll be fine.
It's going to be the winter soon. Like, they're going to freeze.
Get geared up and go outside.
There's snow. We can play in snow.
Yeah.
You guys are monsters. thank you so much for calling in this morning. If you have advice for this mom, and you can or thoughts, you can go to our Facebook page. We put a post up there and lots of comments on there. And I just wanted to point out one. Breezy, you mentioned how when you were growing up, like, your house was the house.
The house.
That's where all your friends came.
Of course.
And your mom loved that. So maybe a little insight
into
the reason she did that. Kim says, if you make your house the place to hang out, that will continue as they get older and you will know more about what your kid is getting into. Just
yeah.
a thought. There's
Let's
that
be honest,
to think about.
My friends word vomited around my parents.
Sure.
And I was like, knock it off.
So, I mean, that's, you know, obviously looking down the road a little bit, but that's not a bad thought either.
I don't know. I just think that for your children, you have to make sacrifices. And
totally.
I know it's uncomfortable for you, but this was part of the gig before you even knew it. So that's showbiz, baby.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.